And then the final solution, which is a year to 2 years off, is the vaccines.
Doctors baffled by increase in sudden adult death syndrome. I mean, are they that stupid, or are they just feel, oh, we can't possibly connect all these dead young and middle-aged people over here with all these mass vaccinations over there? What they must know, surely.
Yes, I don't think that they're stupid. I think that they think we are stupid. And I mean, they're kind of right. I mean, sudden adult death syndrome, really? This is basically the new one. We had a couple of months ago, right, when it was Christmas, they said, oh, there are a lot of people dying from heart attacks, and it might be because of the Christmas trees in your house. I've seen headlines where they said, oh, it's climate change that now causes all of these heart attacks. I've seen post-pandemic stress disorder is causing heart attacks. These people are laughing at us. They think that we're stupid. And, you know, the thing is that I understand that a lot of people have trouble saying these things because, as you said, they will come after you when you try and uncover the truth. And also, it's very hard to speak out about the truth and say, hey, maybe we should call a spade here, and 2 + 2 = 4. And the only thing that changed in the past couple of months is the fact that everyone took this vaccine. You can't say that because there are no real studies for these correlations. You know, we just have suddenly all of these extra deaths. And we know we have no idea why, but we do know that it's not the vaccine. That's the one thing that they can tell you for sure.
And yet, despite the fact that we've now essentially clinically tested the vaccine on billions of people worldwide.
Stripped of all that I once knew, so many things I cannot do. Do you think of me? Trapped inside these walls. While you're there, it's in a stage. You speak up, will you be brave? Do you think of me? Hear my desperate call. No more silence, please. Do not turn away. My life is worth the same. Hear my desperate cries. See my shattered dreams. You can make things right. Thinking this would save. What you asked me to. But if it were you, would you silence you too?
I am an unemployed paraplegic who's learning an entire new lifestyle.
I thought it was the right thing to do. I said it was safe. Now I go home to an empty house.
I was loyal to the fight. I lied right. Knowing I did fall, now I'm burning black and blue. All this hate I never knew. Do you think of me at all? Though I do not fear your goal. No more silence, please. Do not turn away. Our lives are worth the same. You can make things right. So will you stand beside me? Cause I did what you asked me to. But if I were you, I'd never silence you.
Cuidado, Mariana.
So don't silence my truth.
the world is engaged in the largest clinical trial, the largest global vaccination trial ever.
The rise in billionaires has been, you know, unprecedented during the pandemic, and there's been several sectors where that has been mostly concentrated, and one is in fact the pharma sector, because COVID has been one of the most profitable products ever. So that's one point to discuss, and our report out today is called Profiting from Pain, how those delays in making this technology available and really having people vaccinated early has contributed to that.
Em bước cùng bạn đường, nó ngại, anh ngại.
Ultimately, the mRNA vaccines are an example for that cell and gene therapy. I always like to say, if we had surveyed 2 years ago in the public, would you be willing to take a gene or cell therapy and inject it into your body, we would have probably had a 95% refusal rate. I think this pandemic has also opened many people's eyes to innovation in the way that was maybe not possible before.
Do you know what's happening? Have they told you? I don't know if they're gonna let me tell you. What rhymes with breath? That's all I have to say right now. Bye.
So it's time that we start using simple deductive reasoning. That means using your brain, your eyes, your ears, your mouth, you know, just simple thinking and processing techniques to come to basic conclusion like this one. Prior to 2021, there was not the sort of increase in sudden deaths like what we see right now. What was introduced in 2021 that could have triggered this? The vaccine. Simple. We see every single day, there are new sudden deaths. It's nuts. You got babies falling dead, tweens falling dead, adults falling dead, elderly falling dead, all of a sudden out of nowhere. And we're waiting for people to print out data before we can come to conclusions. What I'm going to say to you is, if scientists are willing to put out a vaccine this corrupt, what makes you think they wouldn't spend their time to put out data that would confuse you and make you not know what to believe about this vaccine? What I'm saying is we have to get to the point where we use our eyes, our ears, our brains, guys, to just come to simple deductive reasoning. Because I'm convinced, I know that we know that thousands have died from the vaccine already. We see that on the papers. I'm convinced millions have died from the vaccine already. Maybe a million to millions, that's what I'll say. Because here's what we do have. We know that some people die instantly from the vaccine. We know that a lot of cases are not reported when they happen. I have a friend who died 2 weeks after taking the vaccine. I know that his case was not reported to theirs. And now you're talking about, let's talk about the people who died over a year after getting the vaccine. I know that these people are dying from the vaccine, because don't tell me that 23-year-olds who got the vaccine a year ago are falling dead and it is due to sudden death syndrome. Get that trash out of here. Use your brain. If we're not willing to use our brains and our senses to come to basic conclusions on this stuff, we are going to be led astray. Don't sit there waiting for lying doctors and scientists to tell you what to believe. So look at what's happening and come to your own conclusions. That's it, guys. That's it.
Find a walk-in center or make an online appointment. Get that jab.
Please get vaccinated.
Go get vaccinated, America. Go and get the vaccination. They're available.
We need to get vaccinated to get through this pandemic.
Vaccinez-vous.
Gracias a Dios y al trabajo de muchos, hoy tenemos vacunas para protegernos del COVID-19. Vacunarse es un modo sencillo pero profundo de promover el bien común y de cuidarnos unos a otros, especialmente los más vulnerables.
If you are anti-mandate, you are absolutely anti-vax. I don't care what your personal vaccination status is.
I recommend take the vaccines. I did it. It's good. Take the vaccines.
Both the president and I are vaxxed. And did you get the booster?
Yes.
I got it too. Okay, so...
Let's talk about the controversial thing, the vaccine. Who's not going to take the vaccine because they think it might be dangerous? Raise your hands. Now take that hand and slap yourself in the fucking face.
I think people should know there is a virus here. It kills people. And the only way we prevent it is to get vaccinated, to wear masks, to do social distancing, washing your hands all the time, and not just to think about, well, my freedom is being kind of disturbed here. No, screw your freedom.
Never forget what they want you to forget, because already they're starting to backtrack. Already they're starting to say, I never said things that they clearly did say. Fauci is out there saying, I never said we should be locked down. Never forget that he did say we should be locked down. Never forget that he did say that you and your children should muzzle yourselves with something that clearly never worked. Never forget that they never let us listen to opposing doctor views, listen to opposing science views. Never forget that they blocked, censored, and deleted us for speaking out against this. Never forget that they created this. And never forget that the thing that they created, when it was making your loved one sick, when it was making your loved one die, and you suggested hydroxychloroquine, and you suggested ivermectin, they laughed at you, they mocked you, they ridiculed you, and they prevented them from using it. Never forget that they said this was the solution. This was going to give herd immunity. This was going to solve the entire problem. And now what are they saying? We knew it wasn't going to work. Oh, Sam, nothing's going to happen. Nothing's going to happen to these people. Yes, nothing will happen to these people if we continue to keep our head in the sand, if we allow them to distract us and allow them to make us forget. If we stay silent and we don't speak up, then yes, this will go down as another 9/11. This will go down as another weapons of mass destruction. This will go down as another, oops, I prescribed too many opioids. Wake up.
well, hey, it's me. I'm finally going to get my vaccine. I'm so excited. I've been waiting a while. I'm old enough to get it, and I'm smart enough to get it. So I'm very happy that I'm going to get my Moderna shot today. And I wanted to tell everybody, I think you should get out there and do it too. I even changed one of my songs to fit the occasion. It goes, vaccine, 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 vaccine. I'm begging of you, please don't hesitate. Vaccine, 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 vaccine. Because once you're dead, then that's a bit too late. I know I'm trying to be funny now, but I'm dead serious about the vaccine. So I just want to say to all of you cowards out there, don't be such a chicken squat. Get out there and get shot.
People are dying because of misinformation.
Nobody will be safe if not everybody is vaccinated.
COVID-19 vaccines are a major scientific breakthrough, and I know through COVAX that we will distribute them a lot more effectively than in the past. We're working hard, but we must also do more to ensure that vaccines reach those that need them most.
But I think that you need to recognize how, you know, with something like this, you can't go around pointing a gun in somebody's face, which is what it is when people are unvaccinated.
If they're not going to go out and get a simple jab to protect others, then they have no right to go to the pubs and go to the restaurants and the theatres. They deserve to be punished, and I've told my friends this as well. In fact, I have blocked my friends who have said they're not getting a jab. They are dead wood in my eyes.
Let's talk about misinformation, because that has been a hallmark, unfortunately, of this pandemic. President Biden rather famously said last July that misinformation on social media is killing people. Do you agree?
Absolutely. It's been weird that, you know, vaccines have been attacked as, you know, being overall net negative, or there's some conspiracy here. It's terrible.
Well, some of it affects you. You're part of these conspiracy theories.
That is a very weird thing, that just because I support vaccines to save millions of lives, people are saying, no, I make money from vaccines.
You've invested $10 billion in vaccinations over the last two decades, and you figured out the return on investment for that. And it kind of stunned me. Can you walk us through the math?
In a Wall Street essay, Bill Gates declared vaccines the best investment I've ever made.
There's been over a 20-to-1 return. So if you just look at the economic benefits, that's a pretty strong number compared to anything else.
People are saying, no, I make money from vaccines, or that I'm trying to, you know, cause death or track or a lot of strange stuff. Hard to understand why that is.
We're taking things that are, you know, genetically modified organisms, and we're injecting them in little kids' arms. We just shoot them right into the vein.
For the world at large, normalcy only returns when we've largely vaccinated the entire global population. And well, this won't be the last pandemic that we face. So we, you know, we'll have to prepare for the next one. That, you know, I'd say is, will get attention this time. Mm-hmm.
We knew that there is a very fanatic group of anti-vaxxers that will go after us no matter what. They will claim that the sun didn't go up because people were vaccinated, and that created issues with the crop, so I'm suing you. And one thing it is to sue you in the US, another thing is to sue you in a country where the legal system is not up to that standard, or in Switzerland, right? So I think that's behind us. Everything went okay, and now I think we can move on.
So I've been having the heart palpitations all night, the chest pain and shortness of breath, and the fluctuations in my heart rate. I was actually able to get in to see a cardiologist, and he says, you know, you're having anxiety and you need to follow up with your primary doctor because you need to get treated for a possible panic disorder. Like, unbelievable. I've been sick for going on 7 months with no treatment and no help from the healthcare system. I'm sorry for all the people that's going through this. You know, I'm sorry. My heart goes out to you guys because I understand and I feel your pain and suffering. Just know you're not alone.
From a happy and healthy teenage girl to this.
Is that gone?
Faith Ranson received the second dose of the Pfizer vaccine in August last year.
3 days later, I woke up one morning to go to school and I started feeling really unwell. I didn't feel right, like something just wasn't right, and I was in a lot of pain.
What followed was months of doctor visits and specialist appointments trying to get to the bottom of the 16-year-old's pain.
I haven't been updating because I've been so unwell. My neurological symptoms are so debilitating. There's not a day that goes by that I don't have immense head pressure to the point of not being able to function. Head pressure and dizziness and pain in my joints and pain in my head, and my neck is so stiff. I can't see properly out of my eyes. I feel like I'm going to faint at all times. fainting spells are still ongoing and I can't get the help I need. I still haven't had an MRI and I really need a lumbar puncture because it's really looking a mess like.
My name is Bob Snow. I'm a captain. I've been a captain for a number of years. My total service with the company is over 31 years. On November 7th, I was mandated to receive a vaccine. Quite literally, I was told if I did not receive the vaccination, I would be fired. This was from our director of flight. So, under duress, I received the vaccine. Now, just a few days ago, after landing in Dallas, 6 minutes after we landed, I passed out. I coded. I required 3 shots. I need to be intubated. I'm now in the ICU in Dallas. This is what the vaccine has done for me. I will probably never fly again, based upon the criteria that the FAA establishes for pilots. I was hoping to teach my daughter to fly. She wants to be a pilot. That will probably never happen. All courtesy of the vaccine. This is unacceptable, and I am one of the victims. You can see that this is the actual result of the vaccine for some of us. Mandatory, no questions asked, get the shot or you're fired. This is not the American way.
So I got 2 shots of Pfizer, both shots in December that just passed, and they did it 3 weeks apart rather than the 8 weeks, even though that's when the recommendation came out. But anyways, so yeah, mine's totally messed. I was so regular that my husband was actually keeping track of it for me. But other than being irregular, the PMS, the blood itself is actually quite different. I won't get into it because it'll gross people out. I have headaches almost every single day. I'm nauseous all the time. I have a really hard time eating anything ever. It's kind of disturbing. I've lost a lot of weight because of that. And then you have people who will go and discredit your lived experience because they just disagree with what you're saying. So way to like just completely devalue a human experience. Just that's awesome. Oh yeah, and fun fact, my youngest is 5 years old, and since getting the second shot, my breast milk has started coming back in. I'm not pregnant, so that's always fun too.
All right, this question has been asked a lot, so I'll answer it. But before I get started, I wanted to just say I was pissed, but I ended up getting it. I got about 2 months ago, and but right before I got it, I actually had COVID. I wouldn't have even known I had COVID unless I had to do a required test. It was basically like a common cold for me, and then the test came back positive, so I was like, oh shit, it lasted like 2 days. But right after that, I was doing some things, and life just became super tough to be unvaccinated. Like, I think it's utter BS, but they were mandating it like everywhere. I couldn't do anything. So I ended up getting it. And, but I have no idea what caused the stroke. No doctors have told me, oh, it's the vaccination, it's because of COVID. Like, nothing's come back on my test results. And, I'm not gonna throw any of my 2 cents in there on it because there's so much misinformation going on around on both sides. One day it's everyone saying it's the vaccination, one day everyone's saying it's because of COVID. Like, maybe it's unrelated. I have no idea, and we'll see. But that's just my take. I don't think it should be mandated. I think it should be personal choice, and I'm pretty pissed about it.
Do you know the Canadian comedian Nick Nemiroff? Here he is in hospital.
I will not get the third shot. I will not. Pfizer me once, no shame. Pfizer me twice, shame on COVID. Pfizer me 3 times, shame on you. You want me to get a third shot? What's next? A fifth shot? No, thank you.
Nick Nemiroff, under the weather in Montreal. We'd ask him on the show, but he's dead. 32 years old. Cause of death unknown. Nothing to see here. On Sunday, mountain biker Rab Wardell won the Scottish Cross Country Championship, the national championship. On Monday, the champ went on BBC Scotland to talk about his victory.
Talk me through it then. How do you contend with three punctures in a race like this and go on to lift the gold medal?
Unfortunately, I'm probably a little bit too well practiced in managing punctures, but to be honest, it was a bit of a disaster, but no, I just have to keep on trucking and keep racing, and I guess still felt confident that I'd be able to catch the leaders and win, so yeah, just give it my best shot.
So a tremendous come-from-behind win on the Sunday. On the Monday, he's on the BBC talking about it, full of life there. Then he goes home and dies. Headline from the Daily Record. Mountain biker Rab Wardell dies just 2 days after winning Scottish Championship. He went into cardiac arrest on Tuesday morning, less than 48 hours after winning a national championship. His poor, devastated girlfriend, Commonwealth Games and Olympics champion, Katie Archibald, tried to revive him, but she was unable to, as she subsequently tweeted, "I still don't understand what's happened. If this is real, why he'd be taken now, so healthy and happy." Rab Wardell was 37, which is no age to die. Nothing to see here in cycling and nothing to see here in rugby from the Huddersfield Daily Examiner. Tributes to Halifax rugby player Ben, who has died suddenly, age 30. Ben from Siddle died suddenly on Monday, leaving his family and friends completely shocked. The 30-year-old dad played competitive rugby for a host of local league and union teams, including Huddersfield Giants and Bradford Bulls. Nothing to see here in rugby, nothing to see here in cycling, nothing to see here in football. From the Daily Mirror, quote, "Tributes have poured in after the sudden death of West Belfast footballer Molly White." Molly White was 20 and a rising star in women's football. Nothing to see here in boxing. Also from the Belfast Telegraph, "A young boxer who passed away suddenly had an infectious smile and kind-hearted nature," his West Belfast club said. St Michael's Boxing Club led tributes to 19-year-old Dominic Oscar after his death last Thursday. Nothing to see here in cycling, rugby, football, boxing, 37 years old, 30 years old, 20 years old, 19. Fit, healthy, in the peak of condition, and dead. But nothing to see here. A few months ago, I thought there might be something to see here in all these sportsmen suddenly dying, and I'm being investigated by Ofcom over it, so I certainly wouldn't want to make that mistake again. Nevertheless, as we've reported, in the Canadian province of Alberta, the leading cause of death is not cancer or dementia, but cause unknown. Death from unknown causes. This was it was just 500 in 2019. 2 years later, it's 3,500. Cause unknown is now spreading to other provinces, including my own native Sod, Ontario. On Saturday, Rhea Vanort from Hamilton was jet skiing on Lake Ontario with old friends she hadn't seen since the COVID came along. The friends turned away and then looked back and saw Ms. Vanort's body floating in the lake. Also sudden death. She was 32 and a paramedic, which I mention because it means certain things can be inferred. She leaves a six-year-old daughter. Okay, let's move from the case studies to the big picture. Here is a table from a new report. I expect you're wondering who it's by, some crazy far-right QAnon conspiracy theorist? No, it's the US Society of Actuaries. An actuary, for the benefit of you Twitter trolls, is a person who calculates insurance risk. And if you don't do that accurately, you wind up paying out a lot more money than you ever intended to. So let's look at table 5.7 from the Society of Actuaries, showing excess deaths in America broken down by age. Focus on that red bit. We'll come to that in a minute. At the left-hand side of the table from 2020, the spring and summer of COVID, it's not good. You can see excess deaths of 15 and 16%. Thank goodness all those vaccines came along, eh? But then look at the third quarter of 2021. Twice as many dead 35 to 44-year-olds as there should be. And actually almost as lousy numbers for those in their late 20s and early 50s. So look at that, excess mortality for 25 to 54-year-olds, young and middle-aged Americans. Anything going on in the third quarter of 2021? Well, that was actually the peak of vaccine mandates in America, where in a variety of occupations, from paramedics to Manhattan waitresses in diners, you had to get jabbed to keep your job. And oddly enough, that coincides with massive excess mortality among people in the prime of life. But altogether now, correlation is not causation. That's the dispositive line there. Okay, we've seen a similar picture in the European Union. Here's the latest report from Eurostat. They're keeping it simple here. The pale yellow is for countries with the lowest excess deaths. So that's like Hungary, where deaths are actually down 0.3%. Slovakia, deaths are down 1.9%. Bulgaria, 7.9%. So Bulgaria's got the opposite problem from most places. It's got excess life. You'll scan the Bulgar papers in vain for sudden death from cause unknown. Whereas that dark maroon there, those are the worst countries with excess mortality over 15%. Estonia, 16.2%. Spain, 16.7%. Portugal, excess mortality of 23.9%. More dead bodies than usual. Tell you what, just for fun, boys and girls, let's also take a look at vaccination rates in Europe. This is the rundown of countries. So look at that. The least vaccinated country in Europe is Bulgaria. And they also have the least excess mortality. And the most vaccinated country in Europe is Malta, which isn't included in the excess mortality stats. So let's go to the second most vaccinated country in Europe, Portugal. And they have the highest excess mortality in Europe. So the lowest country with the lowest vaccination rate has the lowest excess mortality, and the country with the highest vaccination rate has the highest excess mortality. But altogether now, correlation is not causation.